Maidstone, the constituency which celebrates its 18th birthday this May. It was created by the redrawing of boundaries for the 1997 general election. On that polling day, Diana, Princess of Wales, was still alive. A litre of petrol cost just 58 pence, and Michael Jackson was number one in the charts with Blood on the Dance Floor. Stone residents born on that day will be old enough to vote this week. But which names will they be able to choose from on the ballot paper? Let's meet the candidates who'd want to be Stone's MP. For the Conservatives, Sir Bill Cash.
Having represented the area for 31 years in total, I believe passionately in my job for the people. Make sure that whatever walk of life they come from, young people, the professionals, the small and medium-sized businesses, which helps everything to grow, which enables us to be able to have an economy which would then be able to generate through reasonable taxation, paying for public services like the National Health Service.
Representing Labour, Sam Hale.
Well, I'm standing for my home constituency because I actually live in Cheadle and North End. I'm only 22, so I'm one of the youngest candidates in the country. Politics in the cross constituency can get a little stale. People are going in for change, and that's why I'm standing to campaign for social justice. Balance growth, help our society to protect the weakest and poorest amongst us. That's why I'm standing, because of Labour principles.
Liberal Democrat Martin Lewis.
I'm standing because I want to give the opportunity to 10,500 people who voted for us last time to vote for what they probably believed in then, and to vote for things that the Liberal Democrat Party are promoting.
For UKIP, Andrew Ilsley.
I want to work for the people. I believe the people will be my boss, and I'll be accountable to the people. And they feel very frustrated about the political class, and they see our party in particular as a party that listens to them, resonates with them, and engages with them.
Representing the Greens, Wensley Nailon.
I think we are facing so many challenges with regard to our future, and of course many of our public services as well, but I do think that quite a lot of the concerns of young people are to do with the future of our planet, environment generally, and I don't see these issues being addressed by other parties.
Standing as an independent, John Koutouvidis.
Reading the newspapers over the last 5 years or so raised issues which are part of my manifesto. The sheer waste of money. I want to derail the gravy train, and I want to redirect money where it should be spent to allow tax cuts, but also to prevent any cuts to services.